Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with Channel 9, here with Stuart Leakes. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, thanks.
You just flew in from the UK, right?
I flew in yesterday, yeah.
Oh my goodness, how was that? Was that comfortable and enjoyable?
It was a long flight, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do with Microsoft.
So I'm a technical evangelist for Azure, so work with partners, help them understand Azure and how it fits with the applications they're building.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, and there is a new tool out that you wanted to show us a little bit about because you really like it. What is the tool and why do you like it so much?
So the tool's Visual Studio Code, so the cross-platform lightweight editor that we announced a couple of months ago. And I've just been using it for a number of projects recently and really enjoyed it. So,
what's your favorite part about it?
It's fast. You get a really nice lightweight flow going. You can kind of build your flow around it rather than be dictated to.
So the first time I was introduced to this was at Build. I got to interview the people that worked on it, and what they said is that Visual Studio Code is designed for this sort of tight developer loop. Maybe you can show us maybe what they meant by that tight developer loop by making something.
Yeah, sure. So we can start with some Node.
Let's do it.
A little bit of that. So I've got a very basic Node app here, just to show it's nice and minimal. We've got the app.js, so I can launch code. I tend to like the command line. I sit there and it works quite well. So I can say code dot, start code in the current directory. And it's all kind of folder and file based. So you don't have these huge extra constructs you've got to start thinking around. So I can come in here, I can bring up my app.js, kept it kind of minimal. And I guess the first thing is, whilst it's kind of at the editor end of the spectrum and it's lightweight, it's not completely devoid of features. It's not like coding in Notepad.
So
there's a little squiggle here under process. The light bulb comes up if I hover over it. Because I'm a keyboard kind of guy, I like the keyboard shortcuts. So control dot, which is familiar if you're
a Visual
Studio user. You can come in, I can say, give me a reference to this node.d.ts, which is taking advantage of the fact that code is written in TypeScript. So the JavaScript kind of story is great, because they take the JavaScript that's there, treat it as TypeScript, and then you can get all the IntelliSense over there. So this recognized the process was something from Node, said, well, you get this type definition, this d.ts file from the Definitely Typed repository, and it's gone and downloaded that and put the reference in there. So now at this point, I've got all the types for that. So if I come in here, I'm getting IntelliSense over all of the things from that, just straight in the editor, nice and fast.
That's pretty cool. And so it's more of just like a Notepad kind of experience. It's more like Visual Studio, but without a lot of ceremony.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very, very much not the same. I mean, you saw how quickly it came up, right?
It was pretty fast. So when you're developing these kind of things, what kind of workflow do you go through with Visual Studio Code when you're developing these kind of applications?
I guess one of the things you want to do typically is run this stuff and then see it in action. So if I just hit F5, that's going to come up and say, you need to tell me how to run this stuff, because remember, it's quite a basic editor to start with that you can then build your workflows in. So it's now added in this launch.json file under my .settings folder. So the .settings is all the stuff that's kind of the settings for code, so you can kind of keep that away from the rest of your kind of first class code. Mm-hmm. So down in here, it's gone with the defaults for Node, kind of the convention of an app.js that's down in here. So if I come over to the debug tab, I can launch the debugger. That's starting up Node. That's brought me in with a breakpoint directly in here. And if I bring up the browser, we can go and see the where are we? Port.
There you go. So I think the interesting thing here is that Visual Studio Code didn't just do the default thing. It showed you, here's what I'm going to do.
And that's one of the things I like. It's very clear in a kind of code-centric way how you've configured this stuff. So I mean, I can come back in here. Let's stop debugging for a second. So there's a lot of keyboard shortcuts. Control P and Control Shift P are the two that you tend to use most. Mm-hmm. But if I come in here and say open user settings, it does this really nice thing for me. Let's go full screen and get a little bit more. Where the middle pane in here is all the default settings. So if you want to see what settings there are, you can go play with go do that.
Right.
Over on the right, I've got my user settings. So I can come in here and I can go and say, well, okay, you know what? I want the font size to be a little bit bigger. It's got autosave that I've turned on, so when I stopped editing, it saved it. That saved the user settings, and I changed the font size, and boom, the font size is there.
Now, for those that are watching, this is going to seem very Sublime-esque.
It's definitely in that kind of space, yeah.
What benefits do you get beyond Sublime? Notice that we saw it has a .settings folder where it knows how to run. What else can you do with Visual Studio Code that maybe you can't do with other things?
There's a lot happening. So if you look at kind of what's behind code for the IntelliSense and the debugging experience, there's a lot of servers that get run for doing a node debugging, so we just integrate with that. It uses all the Roslyn backend for the C# development story. We've kind of got the OmniSharp piece that's going there for Sublime. So we've got this great ecosystem where all the tools seem to be kind of playing off each other and almost kind of helping each other advance, and it's kind of moving everything forwards for us, which is a great place to be, I think.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the developer loop when you're building a Node.js app and how Visual Studio Code helps. We saw how to start it up. We saw how to start to run it. Maybe we can add something and go through debugging?
Yep, so let's debug. So let's close those windows down and bring up the app.js. So that's just Control P, brings up the menu. Mm-hmm. If you ever wonder kind of what options you've got, it even tells you right in there. You can bring up help with a question mark and go in, but you know, finding things in there is nice and quick.
Cool.
So let's come in here and say we've got a hello world message. So let's put something in there. Hello VS Code. And just kind of show the, so we'll match the quotes up, that'd help. The IntelliSense in here is nice and rich, so I get an IntelliSense over the request, which is the input to the function here, dot, and I can drill down and see that I've got the URL and all those kind of other properties. And I just get that really nice kind of feel that you know, and I've kind of forgotten how to code without IntelliSense.
I'll have to admit to that as well.
I just kind of, yeah, you just get used to that flow of almost exploring through IntelliSense and things like that and reminding yourself, especially when you move between different programming stacks, that just kind of guides you back on the rails. So we can bring that up. Let's pop a breakpoint in there. Give this a run again. Come back to the browser.
It stopped on the first one.
Stopped on the first line, so I just need to nudge it forward. So the requests come in, and we can see, it's just loading all the local variables and bringing those bits up.
So that's cool.
You've got this environment that's very lightweight, but then you can bring all these other layers in as you choose to.
And can you like inspect these what's inside of the variables as well?
Yeah. So this is now calling off to the Node debug server to say what's the value of that, and then you just kind of step through the request. So. Yeah, it's a pretty nice workflow
fantastic.
An editor that's as lightweight as that.
So what would be a common workflow for a Node.js developer using Visual Studio Code?
So I guess if you're going to set this up, you might want to go the extra mile and put in something like NodeMon to automatically kind of watch your files and restart the Node server. Mm-hmm. And that can all be done based off of the tasks. Task running functionality that's inside the code.
Fantastic.
So I think we're going to look at that in a little bit.
Absolutely. So let's see if I can understand. So Visual Studio Code is a really lightweight editor. We started it out pretty quickly just by saying code dot, which opened up the folder. We made a little edit. We ran it. It said, wait, how do you want me to run this? And then
it gives you a default and things like that.
And then after that, you sort of just go through the write it. Look at it, debug, that kind of thing, which is pretty powerful. I mean, usually with JavaScript, it's kind of like console.writeline a lot of stuff. Yeah. Well, I guess it's not console.writeline, it's whatever, debug.println or whatever. And so this is pretty cool. What's your favorite part of the whole sort of thing?
So I think the two things I like is the keyboard has been thought about very heavily. I love a keyboard interface.
Right.
And it's just, it's lightweight, it's fast. I mean, there are points where you close it and then you run it again, and you don't mind closing it and restarting it. And it remembers, kind of the workspace that you had. So, when you're looking over here, you've got this set of working files.
Mm-hmm.
So Control Tab just takes you around those, and it just kind of it remembers that state between sessions. Really nice.
Is there a way to do Node development using npm in here? Is there a way to go to the console somehow, or is everything done through the console? Is this just for writing the text?
So you can set up some tasks, so you could run tasks from that to do some of those npm tasks. Or you can just drop, whichever you feel more comfortable with. If you feel more comfortable just running that from the console, do that, then fire up code again, and it didn't take it time to do it.
So. Fantastic. Well, this was a pretty neat little introduction to Visual Studio Code. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, Stuart, and thanks so much for watching. We'll catch you next time. Take care.